What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the No Look Passengers, episode 25.
Whatever it is, man.
Gang in here. I got Trevor. I got Cameron.
Yo. Hello.
And once again, we got a very special guest. The man. Back the myth, again. The legend. Friend of the show. On an unprecedented run. On his way to a third Father of the Year.
Father of the Year, volume 3.
We have
three.
The one, the only. Y'all give it up for Party Mike one time.
Yo, yo.
Thank you. Thank
Fiesta
you.
Emmanuel.
Come on. Thank you, so guys, for having me again, man.
P. Mike. What's up, man?
Nah, you just said it with your regular accent that time.
Yeah.
We got P. Mac in the building.
P. Mike is joining us today, Trevor.
It's the Bud Heavies. It's the camo Bud Heavies.
And the mustache. I think that does it, too.
Yeah, I pulled up looking like Party Mike.
Put up looking like fucking Ted Lasso.
Shit's slick, man.
You like that?
Like I was saying, man, I feel like you got the mustache and you can predict a speeding ticket about to happen.
Oh, I'm on Trevor's ass.
Oh, yeah.
So I ain't drove. Balls, yeah.
I think get they the were, fuck on the ground.
So what it was is
damn.
B-Man Party Mike was trimming their mustaches together this morning.
Nah, we was hanging out last night.
They let the beard hair just fall into the sink together.
Damn. Hey, y'all wild, man.
He had one shaver and he had the other one. They wrapped him around.
Talking to Mike, Trevor.
I'm sorry, but I was trying to, you know, put on a demonstration of what was going on.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I might be a little convinced, bro. I might pull up with the mustache.
I think y'all both should pull up with the mustache.
I got a fat neck, bro.
I got a fat ass neck too, but fuck it.
Pull up with the stat. It makes everything else look skinnier.
You also got the hair to kind of can like cover up the.
Oh
face,
yeah, you know
what I'm saying.
I was gonna
there's
leave
a face
just
in there somewhere.
I was gonna leave just the neck beard.
Oh,
pull up with the. Nah,
I've got.
Wait, you need to just put it like right here, just a fucking picture of it.
I was gonna pull up with just the neck beard. With just the neck beard, look at this.
That shit is crazy.
He didn't know I did him dirty on FaceTime this morning, bro.
Pause.
That shit. that shit looks like the back of Yellow Beezy's head, bro.
Stop.
All right, cool, man. What's everybody been up to, man? It's a nice Sunday morning. We've been having like fire conversations off of the cam. So like, I'm like, yo, let's get it going.
Yeah, we just gotta fire it up.
Well, for one thing, Cameron is officially a Sexy Red fan, so that leaves me and I think P Mike.
I just ain't in the loop of that shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Back of Yellow Beezy's head.
That's crazy.
Alright, cool. Shout out to Yellow Beezy.
That's
like a very popular hairstyle for people in Houston.
Oh, okay.
It's got a name. I bet you could look it up.
Yeah.
There's a few different rappers who did that.
I couldn't.
And there's people that just do it. They're not even rappers. So
put it on the neck, dude. That'd be fine.
I broke my phone this week.
What'd you do? Did you throw it?
No, it just, I think I dropped it over
that's
here.
That's funny. Y'all remember when we were sitting here and he's like, man,
toss that
this
shit.
Case.
Yeah.
I hate this case. I don't need it.
That did happen. but the funny part is I just paid it off this
it's
week.
Usually how it goes.
And then I broke it.
Yeah.
So you about to get the 15 or what?
Fuck no. I'm done getting a new phone, bro. Yeah.
Same.
That shit's for the birds. Like, why am I going
to T-Mobile keeps
$1,000?
Messaging me, telling me to come get the new iPhone. This motherfucker messaged me and was like, asking me my like
social
phone information
number.
Like when my contract is up and all that. I'm like, bro, you're the one at T-Mobile right now texting me. You fucking figure it out.
You have the information.
He was like, oh, you're ready for an early upgrade. Do you have insurance? I'm like, I don't know. You know. Quit asking me.
Yeah, you see my
I was kind of a dick to him and I felt bad, but like, nah, fuck it.
Sometimes I'll answer a spam call and just like go on with them.
All the time. And,
oh, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Back in the day at work, we used to do these big group calls. We still do them. But there was this guy that used to work with us. Shout out Kev O.W. But he would answer them and merge them into the group call. And we would all just pop the fuck off at him.
Kev-O did that shit?
Kev-O stayed doing that shit.
That's funny. Bro, like, I go along with him. I start talking to him. Like, I had one that claimed to be the IRS, and it got to the point where they were telling me to go to Target and get a gift card to pay my taxes, bro. And I finally just broke it down like I knew that it wasn't real and I was fucking with them. And they got so mad that they started clowning us for 9/11, bro.
Bro, I was, there was one call me, and my girl can vouch for this. Me and my girl were chilling. We were watching a movie, and the spam call calls me, and I ignore it like I normally do.
Yeah.
They call me back, same exact number, same everything, right after I ignore it. So I answer the phone, and you might have to bleep this out, but I was like, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself.
Yeah, we definitely don't have to bleep that.
And then, damn. And then the guy got so upset, dude. He was like, fuck you. Fuck your mother. I'll kill you. I'll kill you and your mother. Fuck you, you fucking American piece of shit. Like, he went crazy.
How do they... I mean, okay. I'm sure there's some kind of Ponzi scheme, but...
Yeah, so what happens is like these... companies that'll be like, put your phone number in for a 10% discount. What they do is they get the shit, they sell it to those people. Your phone carrier, they sell your number to those people.
Oh yeah,
they make
yeah,
money sure. off of us having a phone number.
There's
so
also
like, it's crazy.
Like you notice, like most spam callers, they have the same accent. It's because there's like a crazy percentage. I'm pretty sure like 94-95% of spam calls come from India.
Yeah,
like
they
it's
do.
A huge market over there. They make a lot of money off of it.
Is it just like a big like it's call a, center or something?
Yeah,
no,
bro.
It, literally like a huge building.
They
every
all just sit
floor
there and call
has
people
50
all day.
People on it just calling it all day.
Yeah, and it's a, literally a scam. Like they scam old people out of
yeah. I was
oh,
about
bro,
to say,
no,
they
no,
make
no.
Money.
I
they make fucking.
My
bad.
Mom was selling a house to a lady, and some shit happened where this lady gave them like. Went to the bank and gave them like $12,000 because she thought it was real.
My landlord got scammed from a spam call, saying they were like they were his bank. They needed this and this information because it's not like even damn. The people in India don't like it. Like
yeah.
it's obviously wrong to do, but
there's
yeah
like,
they get people all the time.
And what are we gonna do about it?
Super Bowl champion Earl Thomas falls victim to $1.9 million scam after his identity was stolen by his ex-wife's boyfriend.
Damn.
So yeah, like, I'm savage. Earl Thomas. That's my name.
Nah, bro. Imagine that, bro. Your girl giving all your shit away, and her new man just running it up.
All I got to say about that is I would.
He walking insane. In the bank wearing that Earl Thomas football jersey.
Yeah,
shit, it's me.
Girl,
I mean, look.
I don't know.
Shit, I'm damn wearing the shit.
Yeah, nah, like, bro. How do you? I mean, that's a famous person, bro. Like, and they still got.
The last so, one that called me about, it's always the IRS saying I owe 200. You owe only $200 more, some shit like that. And I go along with them, and then I finally said to the last one, "I was like, I don't know, but like, I think an IRS agent would know English just a tad better." And they got mad as shit.
I mean, that's kind of a fact, though.
It is, bro. Think about it.
Government thing.
Come on, man. You can't even put together a full sentence, and you're trying to get money from me for America?
I think the most fucked up part about it is like, because of the IRS and how we pay taxes is so fucking confusing that people fall for it all the time.
Yeah. It is.
Like,
so
maybe I do owe them $200 more that I don't know
about. Because and you get
scared
because
they
tell you you're going to jail.
When you file your shit, they going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, you ain't going to owe them no more.
What's
bro.
Crazy,
like,
bro,
they
is
gonna take it.
It happened to me the other day. I'm like, yo, what the hell is this that took $290, bro? I go to the bank, and they're like, oh, yeah, that was for your federal taxes. Like, you owed an extra. I'm like, they just got it out of my bank account without asking or notifying me.
You don't have
me.
To ask. That's the whole point.
They're going
to
force that damn hand in your pocket, man.
It's crazy, though. I'm like, I mean, that's
I guess,
cool,
I
guess.
Mine,
like,
I got my taxes back last year, and I was like, oh, I was about to get like $1,500. I was like, shit, I'm going to go get me a little dirt bike.
Dirt bike.
That shit popped up. That shit was like $15. I was like, what the hell happened? I went back and looked, and it was like.
You owed this much.
Yeah, I owed damn. Some shit from something. I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know I had a bill.
That's
like,
about as stupid as, like...
Cost me my damn dirt bike, whenever. Man. I had it bought, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
Bro had a kit bike in the mail, bro. God, he's gonna be putting that shit.
We're gonna start a damn GoFundMe for B-May.
Nah, I don't...
Get him a dirt bike.
Nah, my taxes... I should get him back this year.
For Christmas this year, we all three chip in like $500 or something.
Okay. We're gonna get him one off of fucking Craigslist. We're gonna get him a PW50.
Nah, hell.
Fucking two-stroke.
A little two-stroke.
Two-stroke Billy.
Yo, nah. That's like as crazy as whenever Biden said they were going to start like investigating people's bank accounts if they had like $600 in there or some shit.
Oh yeah.
What did he say? I don't even know what he said. I might sound stupid.
Cash App or something. If you made like $600 or something.
Yeah, they changed the whole rules on that. Like all the Venmo, Cash App, all those. If you withdraw or put in a certain amount, I don't know if it's 600 or whatever.
It was like 600.
You got to get taxed on it. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I
thought we was
file
already
them at the end of the year, whatever.
Bro, I feel bad for old people, man. getting those, like, I mean, you guys get those text messages, like, click the link if, and some of it's a little believable, like your package or whatever.
Bro, oh, I fell for one of those one time.
Some of them are like,
bro, and all you gotta do, I think, like, damn, if I even thought about that.
In there, and then they got your, they fucking, they already had your card number somehow.
Yep.
And that happened to me because, like, I had a package coming that day and it was like, you know, you weren't there to receive it. And then you click on it and the website looks legit as fuck, dude.
Damn. That shit's crazy,
man. I fell for that shit like an old person would. Because it was like something I was really excited to get that day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. You know, they got me, bro.
It's the simple fact that they know you're expecting a package that's kind of fucking wild.
Well, it's because they sell our information,
nah,
bro.
That's a fact. Or
we should start selling theirs. Make them scam themselves.
How?
Yo, there's a guy. There's
I don't
know,
bro. We need to make a corporation.
I know what you're about to say. The guy who, like, de-doxes them and pulls up their location, bro. And everything.
Like, he's in the that's camera awesome. System. He's in the CCTV, and he'll be like, your real name is Kevin.
Yeah,
he and they'll hacks, be like, what? Bro, no, my real name is.
He hacks their computer, bro, and turns their like, webcam on.
Yeah, shit's insane.
And, like, he'll pop up a pic. He'll send them a picture of them.
It's
from
like
their
it's called
computer.
Like scam the scammer or some shit.
Bro,
that's awesome. I love that shit.
Wild, bro. Yeah. He be that shit's crazy. They'll like freak out and like shut the whole shit down.
Mark Rober, the guy that does the squirrels in the backyard, or he's.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He's
yeah.
a big like engineering YouTube guy.
He worked for NASA or something.
Yeah,
worked
for NASA. Yeah. He did a whole like little mini. It was like a 15-minute video about scam callers and all that kind of stuff. And I think his initiative was he was trying to shut down a certain amount or like shut down a whole segment of it. But it was pretty cool. That's why I know as much as I do about it.
That's
the
crazy.
Reason he made the video was to inform people, like especially older people, because he knew that his audience was a little bit older. Like, mm-hmm. Hey guys, you got to fucking watch out for this. This is a real thing that happens.
Nah, that's some of them. What is that called? Fishing? Or
catfish?
No. That's what.
No, that's what happened to you last week, Trevor.
Did it?
That's a joke.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You ever got catfish before?
Oh, well, I mean, like, if you're doing any online dating apps, I can guarantee you the girl that looks like maybe a solid 6, she's definitely going to come to your house and be a 3.
Damn. Yeah, that's just the Instagram.
That, yeah, man. Like, if you see a 10 on there, she probably is decent looking in real life, but she ain't a 10.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Sometimes I wonder if my wife is catfishing me for like a long time, you know?
Yeah.
She might be catfishing me like over the course of like 10 years, you know? So.
Are you saying like she's
what do you mean?
Not like in the not seeing her kind of way, but nah.
Oh, just finessing you. Gonna let you build this empire. And then.
Damn, bro. Kidding. Shout out to Party Wife. He just did you dirty. She don't give a fuck, bro. That's... They have what seems to be a good relationship. Mm. Obviously, they're married. They have kids and stuff. So they can probably actually joke with each other like that.
Oh, yeah.
Any of the girls I talk to, if they heard me say that shit, dunzo. You know what I mean?
He said, all right, shit.
Yeah, all right, I'm out.
No, right, I'm very lucky. Shout out Party Wife. Come on.
Shout out out to Party Wife. She lets them, you know, skip out on a Saturday so we can goof off and film music videos and shit.
Yeah, you want to talk about that? We got a even know. Can everyone come hang out with us?
I didn't get invited.
Well, we knew better. He was on the damn game playing.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
We can later. But no, we've been working on some party mic music and some videos and stuff like that.
Getting back into my videographer bag.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
I watched the footage last night. You know what? I think I could be a director.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, we really got down to it last night directing and
that was just
plotting
like,
the shit out and everything. So we got something crazy.
Not even scratching the surface on it yet. We're going to get into it. So.
That last little, I guess not the last one, but that car video you made at night with the Drake song.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking crazy. See? I went back and watched it like 3 more times.
What's crazy?
Showed my girl, I was like, Trevor's really him.
A lot of practice, man, because I didn't used to be good at that shit. I used to, it's funny, if I watch my old stuff, I'm like, I could see what I was going for on this, but I just wasn't able to capture it. But now I'm getting better at it. So, like, I want to do more. Man. Yeah, just... learning and just knowing, like, there's so many little things with videography that are like, bro, just using certain sound effects. Like, you wouldn't think that would be that big of a deal on a video, but
it
is.
A little spice, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like textures and stuff.
All that.
Yeah. So, we're going to get into it. This one's going to be crazy, but it's just like a warm up video for like what's actually going to
Yeah, we just scratching the surface with it.
We want to put like two out, and then we want to like figure out, okay, this song is like, because you never know, bro. You got songs in your head like this one's going to be like the one that people listen to, and it might be a whole nother one.
Yeah. I just had a crazy idea, but I'm not going to say it out loud because of giving away the sauce, but I'm about to type it in my notepad. Don't let me forget.
Yeah, don't be spilling that sauce.
Don't give the sauce away.
No, but we're going to do some more shooting though and everything. I mean, Trevor's got... He's got it, like Cam said. He's him with it. So
he's not trying to be. I didn't used to be. So
I think when, like we talked about the collective before of everybody coming together and doing this with each other.
Yeah,
I think everybody put their head together and, man, we can really do something crazy. So
Man,
years ago, whenever I used to put out music videos, they were goofy. You know, they were goofy looking. Like that's why people didn't take it seriously. But I feel like whenever I do come back with the fucking videos and stuff now, I think it's gonna be like, oh, okay, this is more legit, like this is believable. So,
and that's the thing too, is bro, like we've talked a lot about the, not the footprint we have online, but the real estate we have online. And it's, you know, someday you're gonna put out a music video that goes ape shit, and then somebody's gonna be able to look back and say,
yeah,
in 2018 his videos look like this. You could see the progress of you practicing, getting better, doing this.
I mean, I got one on my other YouTube that I don't even use anymore. It's got like 20,000 views that I shot for somebody. And like, that shit was ass. But people loved it.
I mean, it's different strokes, man. I mean, like, certain shit hits. I don't understand.
And I'm not even talking about the music. I'm just talking about the
video. It's like, it's... some shit looks cooler, worse. You know what I'm saying? Like I love aesthetic. The old VCR grainy footage.
Yeah.
Like dirty, grungy look. Like that's my shit. But then it's like, I also like the super ultra 4K detailed shot. So it's like, I don't know. There's a happy medium somewhere in the middle of,
I think,
like,
you do both. I think it's just, I think you mix the two together and you get a product that,
I mean,
has been done before, but it just works so fucking good. It's retro, it looks vintage, but it also looks new.
That shit's hard to do too, bro. Like, you can't use a 8K red camera and replicate that.
No,
looks,
you have to go back
formulated.
And like learn a dated,
like you got to go buy the $80 camera.
That's
you got to go
saying,
buy the $80 VHS style camera.
Yep.
And like do that.
Do all the transfers and make it and turn it into
yeah,
MP4.
It's just probably more expensive than like getting a nice camera now, cuz it'd be vintage or whatever, so
key, might be, bro. Yeah.
Who knows, man?
The good thing is they do make cameras that just took old technology.
I have so much shit that I'm just waiting to become cool again. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get me a bag.
Bro, I feel like the 90s is back here right now.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm
waiting. That Jack Harlow shit you were just playing, that video? I feel like it's very 90s
I'm waiting on
style.
The damn.
I think 90s has been back, though.
Yeah, me too. I'm waiting on the new, like the 08 to like 2016 run. Of all that shit to come back and be cool again in like 5-10 years, and then
I think
I'm gonna be in my bag, bro. I just got so much shit from like random shit.
I think it just touches like a nerve for people like our age, the nostalgia. Because
I mean, nostalgia's out there for everybody, though.
Yeah, it is. But
I mean, we talked about it with Wit, bro. It comes in all kinds of shit: a T-shirt, a video game, a poster, a.
Bro, you can smell anything. Something and be reminded of a childhood memory. It's weird.
Yeah, dude.
I remember I ate a Dunkaroo. You know, the little crackers with the... You know what a Dunkaroo is. Yeah. I had a Dunkaroo and I was like, man, like I forgot this existed.
I never had a Dunkaroo until they came back.
Yeah, I had them when I was young because I remember
never
the
had
old
them
Walmart.
As a kid.
I would get them there. And then I ate one of the new ones. And it was a little different or whatever, but I couldn't tell the difference. Nah. I was like, fuck. Amazing. I forgot this existed, bro.
Yeah. Talking about Dunkaroos.
Or like those, you know those little like the pink and white glazed cookies?
Yeah.
I guess you would call them?
Yeah.
I ate one of those like last year and I was like, fuck, dude, I forgot how good these were.
Yeah.
Best cookie still a Girl Scout cookie, bro. That,
for sure.
That
I like
caramel
the,
delight.
Boy. I like the thin mints, man.
That shit.
I
all
like
of
the,
them.
Momoa.
All of them. Dang.
I think
that reminds me of Bench
the
Warmers.
Coconut, the caramel,
yeah.
Those shits are fun.
Y'all remember on Bench Warmers whenever Richard tells Howie, Richie tells Howie to go get the thin mints, Howie. That's our food for the week.
He's walking out there looking at the sun.
Hot.
That's classic.
Classic shit, man. Mm-hmm. Man.
I still got to bring you that Bench Warmers movie poster.
Dude, that might be the one for the studio.
Because you've talked about that movie about 8 times.
I love that movie,
you got
man.
You got it on DVD right over there?
I remember I used to, the Ingalls on, I guess, Smoky Park out in West Asheville. They had the movie section.
Yeah.
I remember they used to sell, like, the movie posters. I guess they'd throw them up in the thing, and when they were done with them, they'd, like, roll them up and sell them for whatever. So I used to have a bunch of them things.
Yeah.
I went to, there was a post on Facebook about this lady who had a bunch of movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there, bro. She probably had
cleaned her out
10,000 of them. Jeez, her parents owned the marquee, in town, the old one, for like 50 years.
Damn.
Dude, she had. I got like the first Avengers. Straight I got classics. The Matrix. I got
the Matrix.
I got one
that's
I might give you for a little occasion. I'm not gonna spoil that. I got Team America. The America. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That movie.
Yeah.
Just some crazy ones, bro, that like you wouldn't even expect to be in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you might could make a bag off of reselling those.
They're not really worth anything, man.
That's crazy.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, like, they went crazy, to every theater in America.
For free.
And probably like 2 or 3 of them, too.
I bet some like original like Star Wars ones from the 70s.
Yeah,
would
you
be
got
like
the old ones. Like the original, I think, Batman Returns or something. It's just like the Batman logo, like yellow Batman logo. That one's pretty expensive, but
throw that shit on Marketplace. Shit, man. Look, Batman signed this shit right here.
Yeah. I got the Sharpie in the picture.
I am Batman.
I am 12.
I had something to say about music, bro. Benchwarmers again, this guy. The CMT Music Awards.
Crazy.
Was this weekend.
Oh, we just talked about our boy Jelly Roll.
Shout out to my man Jelly Roll.
Shout out Jelly Roll.
I told you, man, that boy was preaching.
But I got a quote on the phone that I was about to bring up, bro.
Is it the Jelly Roll one?
It's the Jelly Roll quote.
I know which one it is.
I want to tell you. Hold on.
Let me say this before you say this. I know. Added this clip to the workout motivational clips.
That's fire.
He was lit, bro. He was in there preaching, boy.
He said, I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, bro. That shit's crazy. That shit touched me.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He say, I think it's, you know, what'd he say, poetic, some about a 39-year-old winning Best New Artist.
Yeah.
You know, like.
That.
Just, bro, that shit right there made me feel like I was in church. I ain't even kidding you, bro. Like, that's bro, that, like.
I felt that, too.
Preaching, like, he started preaching, bro. Like.
He did.
That was crazy.
I felt that because, like, there was a time at, like, 25 whenever I was putting out a lot of music and videos and stuff. And I was like, bro. Do I need to grow the fuck up? Like, do I need to, like, is this corny to be 25 years old doing this shit? And you think about it, it's like, nah, not really, because whenever you have a vision and you believe in it,
I think it's just
it might take till
bro.
You're 39
you
years
better,
old, but
bro.
You can get 2 Grammy nominees, bro.
Listen.
Also.
Nominations, really.
The song of the year, the country song of the year, whatever, was You Got a Fast Car. I got a plan.
That shit's been out for a while, too.
Came out in 1988 and won Song of the Year.
Yeah.
What?
Yo, I heard. Who's the original artist?
Tracy Chapman.
Now, I heard a bunch of people throughout the years have tried to cover that song, and she never let anybody ever cover it. And then finally, Luke Combs. I don't know why.
Oh, so he got it.
Out of
no, she got it, but. He like re-released.
Well, then that's kind of cool
as a cover. Yeah,
that's pretty
and
fire.
She was
then.
The
that
first,
they gave it to her, and not
yeah,
him.
She mm-hmm. was the first ever black woman to win a country a CMT Song of the Year.
That's fire.
Damn, that is fire, dude. That's awesome,
that's
bro. Anytime I would have country music radio on in the car or whatever, that song is always fucking on.
Yeah,
and then it blew up because of that TikTok. The person that they made a TikTok. Of them in like the flannel shirt, standing outside the gas station, showing their damn weird fucking toes in the flip flops with that song. So it got like the original got booted back up because of a TikTok. And like Trevor said, we were talking before the podcast about, you know, TikTok songs blowing up and making people bags. And it's like, bro, this is just one song of the year. What, almost 40 years after it fucking came out? Like 35
years
after it came out?
That's crazy.
Because of a TikTok and then, of course, the Luke Combs cover.
It's crazy to wonder, like, whenever you got music out there and you ain't even making music no more. Like, well, one of these, like, just hit.
Just circle back like that. That's crazy.
You know, like, you just never know, man. So it's like, that's why I even like the podcast and stuff. Like, yeah, we're not getting a lot of views, but, like, we got all these, like, it's real estate, man. Like, I got this property over here, and I'm just waiting for the property value to go up, and it might at some point.
No,
and the more you got, the better the chance you have of it happening. So it's like, Just keep putting shit out, guys. Keep doing your thing. You're probably going to get there at some point if you don't give up. Because you're not if you give up.
And I think we talked with Sammy last night. Shout out Eddie's.
Yeah.
Yeah, big shout out.
We talked about whatever we're doing, man, as long as we're taking care of, like, I don't know, whatever it is, like, your priority at the beginning of the day or
yeah, like
whatever. Like, as long as what you're doing, as long as you're having fun with it and you're happy doing it.
Man. Yeah.
That's all that matters, bro. And yeah, can't nobody tell you nothing because never mind. I'm about was gonna get on a spiel, but
yeah, let's not get into the jelly bag roll today.
Nah, it's just the people that's gonna like, oh, that's the people that are saying something about it aren't doing shit. So it's yeah, like,
or they're doing what they do care, and they think that what they're doing is like the right path for them. So
personally,
they
I ain't never seen someone doing shit. So
I mean, I have though, because like Peacock.
I was trying to point it out to Billy. He saw my dog out there.
Oh yeah, no, I was looking at it.
But like, there have been successful people that have told me like, this ain't it for you. You know, like just do something else. But what I realize is like, whenever people look at what you're doing and they see it and they don't think it's right, it's because they're judging you based off of their experiences and their life and what they would do for themselves. Like, So they don't really understand that this is what you want to do and I want to do it for these reasons. They don't understand that. They're thinking, they're putting their self in your shoes whenever they project failure. They're thinking, I would fail at that, so you're going to fail at that. You know what I mean? So it's kind of weird. People really can't think from your perspective. They have to think from their own. So whenever people like doubt you and shit, it's really just their own fear projected to you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is hard to even break that down, but it's the truth.
No, that's a fact. Let's take a break real quick, though.
Trevor's got a fast car.
Sort of.
All right, we back.
I got a plan to get us out of here.
What's the plan, man?
Topic, man. You bust it out.
So I was just, you know, doing my thing last night on the game or whatever. I got an ESPN notification. Kelly Oubre got hit by a fucking car last night.
Ooh, I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen that.
Like broke like multiple ribs.
Like season ending.
Like season ending. Shit.
Damn. Full speed? Like, what do you mean he got hit by a car?
So
downtown Philly.
Yes, like, in downtown, like close to his crib.
He was crazy. Walking.
Or hold on, let me, because I was just looking that up.
He played for the Hornets, right?
He did, yeah.
I think I had seen him play when he was with the Hornets, I believe.
Probably.
He was Wizards. Then he went to Charlotte and Philadelphia.
Oh, everybody, all the other players were commenting, like saying he's a pretty good dude. So,
yeah.
I hate to see that shit.
Charlotte. The Charlotte Hornets roster, bro, is. Yeah, I know you hate basketball, but, bro.
You don't got to say that every time.
Hey,
Trevor hates basketball. If you guys don't know,
they're just a bunch of, I don't know, man. They got to get it together.
Charlotte?
Yes, bro.
They're some dogs, bro.
They some dogs, but you gotta ring it in,
that's
man.
Management.
Y'all got to play, yeah, y'all gotta play basketball, man. Y'all got to.
Right, I don't know.
They be doing dumb shit.
They're still trying to repair the shit that Jordan was doing in the front office.
I mean, I understand, but that don't. What's Kai Jones popping mollies on Instagram Live for tweaking? You know what I'm saying? Then you got Mark Williams out here talking shit on Twitter.
Did he get suspended for that?
Nah, I don't know if he was off of Molly. He was just tripping.
He was definitely on something.
They had like Miles Bridges. He was pretty good too, but he kept getting in trouble.
NB24, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
37 days.
All the information that I'm getting, the most information I'm getting is from Waj. It says 76ers guard Kelly Oubre Jr. was a pedestrian struck by a motor vehicle in Center City, Philadelphia tonight. And is receiving treatment at a local hospital. He's currently in stable condition. The president of the 76ers are with Kelly Oubre at the a bunch of people from the 76ers front office was at the hospital with him. He's expected to miss significant time due to injuries, but those aren't considered to be season ending.
Hey man, let me tell you something, man. I done lost a lot of bets. I done lost a lot of bets, but I ain't never went and hit a motherfucker with a truck because they cost me some money.
Damn,
man.
Yeah, tell me he's about to go down bad on FanDuel.
That's crazy, man. You should have.
Like, I do want to know, was he just like walking?
He probably
on the
was
sidewalk?
Drunk. I mean, honestly, he was probably like a. Oh, I thought you meant not Kelly Oubre, but like the driver. He probably was wild.
Oh, the driver's probably fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was just a.
Had to have been. How do you just hit somebody?
I think if you're going to hit somebody, you don't pick an NBA player.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I'm almost 7 foot tall walking in the street. I didn't see him.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know, man. Shout out to Kelly Oubre, though. I hope he gets better.
Yeah, of course.
So it's gonna not season ending. It's just multiple games.
Is expected to miss considerable time.
Damn. Yeah. That sucks, man. Hope the NBA pays him.
Oh, they have to.
That has to be some kind of like, because I know they get paid per game type shit. Even in baseball, you get paid each time you go, and then you have to pay taxes in each state.
So the people that I've talked to in professional baseball that got like a big contract, you know, Will Myers got like a contract a few years ago for like $260 million or something. And the way that it worked is like they paid him like monthly, like $500,000 a month or some shit. So like they get paid like a paycheck. So people think that like, I mean, I guess you could probably set up a deal where all that money goes in your bank account, but like somebody is going to distribute it to you monthly.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know how that works.
The point in that is like, I know if you get injured or some shit like that, sometimes they can take some money, but that's not a sports injury. You know what I'm saying? Like that has to be like,
purely like an accident.
Yeah, he got to get some extra
money. I don't care how rich I am, I'm suing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Look how much money you costed me. Yeah. Because now I can't hit my bonuses. I can't. I needed to score this amount of points this season to hit this bonus.
Yeah, you're suing for damages, man.
Hey, good segue right here, bro. Yeah. Commercial on the TV. new Call of Duty came out.
Oh, it came out already.
Yeah. You want to talk about it, Cam?
Max level.
Modern Warfare 3.
That's insane.
Available now.
Nerd.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in 3 days. He ain't showed up to the gym. He ain't showed up to the gym in 3 days. He just, first time I've seen, I didn't think he, honestly, I called Party Mike. I was like, Party Mike, I need you to show up on the pod tomorrow, bro. I ain't talked to Cameron. I ain't seen him since Friday.
I have been going kind of stupid on it.
Glued to that
what's
chair.
What's your thoughts on it? What's your first initial opinions?
Solid. It's a solid game. It's a $70 DLC. It's the same game as MW2. It's a little different. The guns are a little different. Looks a little different. Different maps.
They changed some play style too. I heard that you can move around faster finally.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
you got slide cancel, reload cancel, stuff like that. But all
if it's
is,
the same as MW2, you're just arguing my case of not buying.
No, here's
shit.
The thing. Here's the thing.
It feels better.
Everything that MW2 did wrong, they just fixed it.
Yeah. That's what they needed to do.
They fixed the mini map. You got the red dots on the mini map now. They fixed the slide canceling. They fixed the reload canceling. All the shit that MW2 did wrong, they're like, oh, fuck, we got to release another game. Because I don't know if y'all know this, but when MW2 came out, they said, hey, this is going to be a 2-year game. It's going to be the same game for 2 years.
Yeah, I did. I remember that.
And then it was initially announced that there was going to be a $70 DLC. So they were going to keep the whole same system and just release all those 16 maps.
Yep.
But then there was so much, like, everyone hated the last game so much that they were like, we got to actually fix all this shit.
Which, who, is it the same people that made the last one? Same people or different?
No, the last one was made by Activision.
Okay.
This one was made by Sledgehammer.
So all the Sledgehammer games have been better than the Activision ones, pretty much.
Nah, not really.
Because what was the last one?
The last Sledgehammer?
Yeah. Black Ops 3 was Sledgehammer's first, right?
No. Black Ops 3 is a weird one because Treyarch made it with Raven and Sledgehammer.
Okay, yeah.
The last Sledgehammer game was World War II, which was really dog shit.
Well, see,
I didn't even hate that game.
It's just boring.
It was broken, bro. You're right. It didn't work the first 6 months.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad game. That's true. The first 6 months of it was terrible.
That's my biggest...
My gripe about Modern Warfare 2 isn't even necessarily the game, bro. Like, the campaign was fire. It's like the maps sucked.
Yeah, they weren't good.
It's too easy to cheat. They got to fix that, man. Like, I'm sick of cheaters, bro.
I haven't played any, like, competitive, because that's what I mean.
I've got nearly a 2 KD on that fucking game, and I've never enjoyed playing it.
Yeah,
like that's how bad it is.
I think my biggest, my big up to the new Call of Duty is it works. Like crossplay works.
Yeah,
nothing's broken. The challenges work. Everything just it works.
It does run. I'll
Day
give
one,
it
all you can
I didn't
ask
have to
for.
Wait to play the game for fucking 4 hours crossplay. I didn't have issues. I didn't have to wait in a queue.
No, that's fire, because every Call of Duty on release day is dog shit.
And like my biggest thing about the new COD, or the biggest learning curve to a new COD for me, is I don't know the maps. I have to learn like the little cubbies.
Well, I will say this. These are all old maps, but you can't play them the same.
Nah. They're completely
different. Well, there's so many different aspects to it. Like the last time that you played those maps, you couldn't go through doors and stuff. Well, there was doors that were just open. Like you get,
I'll give you the biggest example though, Favela.
That's one of my favorites.
Same too, bro. But back in the day, you know, you climbed up on the roof, you kind of looked,
jumped to the other
roof.
Bro,
you can get across the map in 6 seconds, bro. You can build and build so quick, bro. It's like crazy. But you can't. It's not effective because you're gonna get shot. And
like on the old one, the left side of the map where the cars was, and then you ran up. Yep. No one even goes over there, but the right side where the little playground is, that's like the hot spot now. Like the maps are old maps, but they play completely new.
I haven't like really got to sit down and play it for a long, long time. I'm probably gonna do that today, to be honest, like the rest of the fucking day. And then but like it's pretty fun at first. You should get it, Trevor.
Fuck with the heavy.
I don't know, man. I'm so fucking
busy,
bro. You
got the
PS5
yet, P-Mike?
Fuck no, I'm still rocking that PS4, man.
Man, you gotta get a little Truman to PS5. You can tell party wife, be like,
soon come.
Hey, this is the Christmas present for the kids.
I'm just gonna test it
out. I'm sitting there hogging it. Give me that damn controller.
Hey, man, just give them the controller.
Just don't plug it in. Don't turn the controller
on. I played Warzone a little bit. I got into it a little bit, but I just don't ever be sitting down to play games that long.
Man, it's too busy. Too busy.
Last time I was in Call of Duty was Modern Warfare 2, like
the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah.
You just gotta pick and choose what high you school. Want, man. I go to work, I go to the gym, I work on this shit, and then I play the game and go to sleep, bro. It's like, then I watch wrestling.
I kind of work on this until I go to sleep, like this, editing the podcast and putting out the little clips and stuff like that. That's my winding down. That's like playing a video game.
You
to
watch
me.
TV though.
It's the same.
I don't even watch TV though. Like it's on while I'm editing shit. I'll turn on a show and be like, wow, I just
sit here and let this motherfucker sit here and talk to us like we ain't shit because we played a game. I've walked in and this motherfucker been asleep in that fucking chair.
He posted a damn
3 p.m. for no reason. And I'm not gonna let him sit here.
And Molly just hanging out on the couch until TV was on. He wasn't editing.
Goddamn,
say
bro.
He doesn't waste his
time. The few times that I actually get to just sit and chill, bro.
I'm just trying to chill, bro.
You always be on that.
You always, like, I go to work, bro. I do this podcast shit. I go to the gym, bro. I'm just trying to chill, bro. And you always on the
Bro, y'all can be on the game all you want
to. I'm just trying
to
chill, bro.
It's fine.
I'm just trying to chill.
Trevor, he's just trying to chill, bro.
I'm just kidding, man.
Nah, I
know, man.
I literally, like.
So, actually, me and Cam have a plan, bro.
See,
we've actually
y'all
already,
be talking
hold
shit.
Hold on.
But y'all see when them clips come out every day.
Listen. We've actually already bought you Call of Duty.
Oh,
it's on your PS5.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. We snuck in here last night. We got it for you.
I was here.
You were asleep over there.
You were asleep on the couch, bro. We did it, dog. So when we get done, bro, you're going
to start
gonna play
the
game
doors,
with us.
Nah, because you didn't even. Bro, when? We
filmed that lock ain't
a music video. I was here all day.
Bro, I got you, man. I'm just kidding. I ain't get you that shit.
I was about to say, I don't know.
Come on, you ain't got time.
See how you're Indian giving, man.
I got you in the workshop working on this shit for me.
I'm the slave.
Stop.
I'm the 9-year-old Chinese kid.
You ain't allowed a damn second, Trevor.
I knew it. I'm bleeping that whole shit.
Nah. There needs to be some light shed on that.
Hey, bro, look at this. Good segue, man.
Nah. We can get double XP off the Little Caesars, bro. I know you hungry.
I need that emblem right there. Yeah, Trevor, I need you to fuck up
I
the
had
monsters.
Pizza last night, you know?
Yeah,
you like Monster Energies?
Fuck no.
Them things got crazy double XP.
I don't beat anybody up.
Hey, yeah.
I don't beat women. What are you talking about?
When's the last time you drank a Monster Energy?
I haven't. I mean, I'm a Red Bull guy, no doubt.
Facts.
I drank one of those, the Monster Bean. The coffee
balls.
I drank one of those. That was
popped
not
a monster
pause.
Bean.
That was, hold on. That was not a fucking pause.
Come on.
The master bean.
Bro popped
the
master bean.
I didn't say master bean.
That's crazy.
Bro popped the perk 60.
We smoking on that that Eastern Egyptian.
Bro's.
I'm off my thyroid medicine at 3 monsters.
What?
Gonna go crazy.
God.
Imagine the rage of Cameron, bro, off three fucking green monsters, bro, it would be insane. God damn it.
Cameron's kind of a good monster name.
Cameron is a monster with a K. Yeah.
Damn, hey, they do any dirty, man.
They always be on this bullshit, bro.
Bro, I'll pay you $20 if you next week on the podcast if you wear a wife beater and crush a monster, dude.
I mean, I'll wear a wife beater, but I'm not bringing a monster.
I mean like the big boy.
Hold on, y'all stay here and chill. I'm going to check this shit.
I'm just trying to chill, bro.
You guys want to talk about Drewski and Birdman?
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's crazy.
Man, I think that shit's whack as hell, man.
Birdman's too fucking old to be acting like
man,
that.
Man, Drewski is the man.
Let that man live, man.
Bro, how do I even... What?
Honestly, so Birdman snatched his chain off of him. Birdman himself did that.
Birdman was there.
Okay. He was there.
He's too old to be acting like
it's
that.
It's like four of Birdman's homies in Birdman, and then like Drewski's people, and they're arguing, and like, you know, he's like, take the shit off, and Drewski's like, no. Then they go to snatch it, and you know, he's hanging on to it as Drewski's pulling away, you know?
Shouldn't he get arrested for that? Like,
I mean,
the white in me is like screaming, arrest that man.
Pause. I mean, I don't know.
Why are Drewski and Birdman beefing?
Because like the could have been
records.
It's kind of like a
the
spinoff
Cash Money
of Cash
logo
Money.
Is the money sign. Cash Money
sure.
Records could have
kind of copied
Drewski's
that.
A comedian.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like,
you didn't see the video where they like were on live together.
Yeah, there was like a whole
Birdman's
Instagram
like
mob.
Fucking telling him, I like the shit you're doing, but you be playing too much with, you know what you was doing with that logo and all this
and
shit.
And then he's like, how about you combine with me and I own it all?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it always kills me whenever fucking somebody just like ends a live with Drewski after they're saying some wild shit. He just sits there smiling. He's like, what the fuck?
He's a fucking comedian.
He seems like such a good dude too, man.
I know, man.
Like,
shout
he
out
seems
to
like
Drewski.
A genuine guy. Like
I
see him
Drewski
going back to like, you know, he just seems like a cool guy. And like, I don't know why you would what do you get off of snatching a comedian's chain?
You look like the clown.
Like I don't.
Like, that means,
and you're
that
fucking
means,
old as dirt, bro.
That means Drewski is winning because he is making you that upset with his comedy.
Yeah,
yes,
and
bro,
it's only going to make Drewski more famous. And he didn't look like a bitch in the video.
I hope it comes out that it was staged. I hope they're working together.
I thought that on the first video.
I would hope that Birdman is not that corny.
But yeah, I think he is.
He is.
You're
talking about a guy whose go-to move is this.
Hey, the Birdman hand and rub is
no, that
shit's
hard, though. I ain't gonna trip. Birdman is 54
years old.
54 years 54.
Old.
54. Well, he got his boy snatching
look
chains.
How old Drewski is.
You know he's corny,
he's
bro. Look
his,
what
like,
he did
late
to Wayne.
20s?
I mean, Cameron brought up the Breakfast Club thing, too, earlier. And he's like, you know, put some respect on my name. And he did all that thing,
like
too.
He's been
and then,
corny.
And then how he treated Lil Wayne.
Like,
who,
that's corny, bro.
Who made him? You know
like,
what I'm saying?
He made like, Cash Money and all that shit. But, like, it wouldn't have made it to the height if Lil Wayne wasn't the
Lil
superstar.
Lil Wayne was Lil Wayne, though.
It wouldn't have like, Birdman would have never been that big if it wasn't for Lil Wayne.
It was Lil Wayne and Birdman on that album.
Like, Birdman did his thing as far as, like, making it a business and everything. But, like, you just got lucky that you found somebody with that kind of talent. Like,
and I love Rich Gang. You know, the Young Thug, Rich Homie, Quan, Birdman mixtape was great back in the day.
But, like, look what he does, though. Like, he kind of bullies people into being
dude,
a part
it's
of his
so
shit.
Whack, man.
Like, I feel like he's done that with everybody.
I don't know, man. I like Drewski, and I hope that they can resolve the issue or whatever. And I think it's corny that you snatched a comedian's chain.
Did you look up how old Drewski was?
29.
29. See,
bro, not even 30 years old, and you about 55.
That's crazy.
Pulling
to
guns
me,
on
man.
Somebody.
And it's more like
over someone having a similar logo.
Man, you about to the age where you need to
that's
you sit
business,
down
man.
And retire.
That's
you
it,
know?
By the way. Like,
if you're
it's
a
nothing but the logo looking similar.
Do it legally. File the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Take them to court. You either own it or you don't at the end of the day. Make them figure it out. But
make them pay you some money.
Press them on.
Make them change the logo.
With all
legally.
The security cameras and then release it. Like, that was his studio, so he put it out. Birdman did a crime on camera and then put it out.
The white man's coming out.
It's just
throw
like
him in jail.
That's
not
the
that
talking.
No, it's just like, bro, you did that to prove what?
Get on the ground.
You did it to prove what? Like, what do you get out of bullying Drewski?
Dude, you look
the
like
clicks?
You look like a cornball, though.
That's
like,
all you get is clicks from it.
You look like a fucking cornball.
I guess.
That's why, bro. I feel like it's all curated.
I hope it is, bro. I hope it turns into a comedy skit.
I thought that whenever I saw the live video. Like, how do y'all even get on live together? Like,
I mean, even if it's not
I guess
skit,
he requested to be on there with him, but like...
Even if it's not a skit, the Googles for Birdman did this because of him putting it out.
If it is a skit, like...
I just don't know how smart that
was. W Marketing by Drewski. For one.
I hope...
I know that's good for Drewski, but for Birdman, there's no longevity in that kind
of... I mean, like, what did he get out of doing that shit on The Breakfast Club? He got, like, what, top five most viewed Breakfast Club interviews ever? Like, who gives a fuck about that?
He didn't even get no money from their YouTube.
And that's what I mean, bro. Like,
What's the win? I don't see the
I just
winning.
Don't like the whole idea of getting mad at comedians.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's whack.
Speaking of comedians, I mean, if this conversation's still going, I saw this video of Andrew Schultz.
And his dad?
And his dad.
Madison Square Garden. That shit crazier, too, is like his dad has like Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so he doesn't.
He remembers, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's like refreshing him. Like, hey, I know you used to tell me this. You know, yeah. I got
that shit
too.
Is so beautiful, yeah, too. Because like,
it's fire, dude.
It kind of, it touched my soul, though, because like what his dad, like his dad believing in him was like, that shit brings a tear to my eye because I've never had that.
It's like.
Like whenever I'm going to do something and I say I'm going to do this and like my parents, like they just kind of don't respond. Like. Because they don't believe it.
But.
So having someone that you love and care and, like, it's your father and he tells you, well, if you think you can do that, then I think you can too.
Nah, it's fire, like, man. That whole little
that
video
touches,
is.
That touches me.
That whole little video is sweet. And shout out to Schultz too, bro. He's one dude who I've watched, like, a long time. Like,
I've known him since he was on MTV, bro.
The Guy Code shit. And then he started the podcast with Charlamagne. Yeah. I listened to that. Mm-hmm. Like, the first episode that came out, The Brilliant Idiots. And then he... Build its own shit with Akash and Flagrant and his boys, and that shit's blowing up, man. It's just cool to see. It's cool to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, man. I really have grown to like Andrew Schultz a lot.
I remember whenever Andrew Schultz played Jason Williams, who is
Oh yeah, is that White Chocolate?
No, not Jason. Jay Williams.
I know Jason Williams.
He just had Jason Williams on the podcast, gotcha. And it's a great episode. It's like 3 hours of White Chocolate. It is great. But Jay Williams, who played at Duke, second pick in the draft, got in a bad motorcycle wreck, so his NBA career didn't work out. But I remember they was talking shit. Jay Williams spotted him 4 points, and then he said, I'll play you to five. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you can't beat me. And Andrew Schultz showed up to the game in all Tar Heel uniform, like Jordan jersey, matching shorts.
That's hard.
And he beat him 5-4. Like, he only scored 1 point, but he, like, hit him with the hezzy, and, like, it was funny, bro. That was, like, that was a cool little thing.
Andrew Schultz really made his career go fucking – intergalactic in COVID because
The Instagram
like,
thing
with TikTok and Instagram,
TikTok,
bro. Yeah. He really like revolutionized comedy with that shit, bro.
Oh yeah, he was
with
writing
crowd work and all
he's
of that.
He's amazing with crowd work.
He started doing like he was writing jokes for Instagram and would put them out and like turn your phone sideways for like the 2 minutes and like you watch it turned into like not an Instagram post but a video, a piece of content.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's becoming a little popular.
Which was cool.
Yeah, like, he was probably the first one to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, what I've noticed is whenever I do that with a longer video, even though it's a better video than like what I would usually post, like full screen, it like doesn't get engagement. So it's hard to get engagement that way because it's going completely against like what Instagram recommends as far as pushing a reel. Like, you got to turn your phone sideways. It's a 2-minute video.
But
like,
you cultivate it. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, you make your own. You create your own shit.
That's why I was thinking, bro, like, what if you, like, what if we posted, like, 5-minute clips sideways? I thought about this, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, the ones that we've been putting out on YouTube, they're, like, 2, 4, 5 minutes long. Post them whole shits on Instagram.
Yep.
Thought about it.
Tight beat, you know what I'm saying?
Be cool.
It'd be pretty fire.
Just turn the phone sideways. so hard about that?
Can't hurt to try it.
You do it whenever you go on YouTube. You want to watch something full screen.
Why not?
Throw it on there and see how it does.
I mean, can't hurt.
Yeah.
We don't really give a fuck if it does good or bad.
There ain't no wrong answers.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Trial and error. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What else you boys got?
Man, I had something. Now I'm trying to remember it.
Well, you think of that because I just want to bring attention to one thing.
Well,
that I brought.
You did not want to hear what you had to say at
all. Nah, bro, that's fine. Just don't make me sit here and pause for a second like I don't know.
I just want to bring it to, just think about it, you know, and then bring it after I say
it. I won't be able to figure it out again.
I just wanted to, you know, just bring my title, you know, just show Cam what he's not going to win. April 1st when he challenges me to the basketball game.
I'm wearing those Bread 11s every fucking podcast.
I just, you know, just wanted to, you know, bring it out. Just show it.
Just, I might just leave him on ice and just lay him on
the
table.
Let him know that I am the guy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm him.
I ain't going to trip, man. Kind of hurting my eyes over here, man. Them rhinestones dancing on me.
It's all good, man.
Some kid in China made that shit for $8.50.
Speaking of COVID. Actually,
same thing with them breads.
Back in 2020, on the court, whenever I took Cam's knee out.
That is a lie. That motherfucker spent $500 on that shit in Nashville.
You know, it wasn't.
I hope that we get so. I hope that we get so famous that Brenton gets to make like an appearance in WWE one day. Like
that's my goal when I start this wrestling shit. I ain't gonna lie. That's my because I've seen this. I've thought about this. They be doing these. They be running these like media scrums like. After like
is
big
scrum a word?
Yeah, that's what they call.
Okay, where?
I don't like it either, but that's
not
what they
like
call
prevalent,
them.
But it's a word. It's a word.
Yeah, because if you take the S and the R out of that,
they
word.
They have these media scrums after these WWE pay per views, and the people they have in there asking questions are so whack.
Yeah,
they're like, I can't even give you an example, but like they're not good.
Yeah,
you know I would be in there asking the real hard hitting questions, like, hey. I can't think of a perfect example
but you would be
like,
asking the shit that like
true wrestling fans want to hear.
True actual wrestling fans actually gave a fuck about.
I'll work it into the thing. I'm not going to ask nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like it's going to be storyline based, you know? But yeah. Like, come on, man. Let me in there. But I haven't put the work in there to earn it yet, so I can't sit there and say let me in there. But it's coming. I promise.
Yeah.
What are you doing the day after Black Friday? Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Saturday? So on a Sunday?
No, it's Saturday night.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm gonna buy you a ticket to this wrestling thing we're going to. I need a cameraman out there with me. So
where is it? Will they let me have a camera in there?
Yeah. Winston-Salem.
Okay.
But
whatever.
I got some content planned.
Who's driving?
Not me.
Who do you think is driving?
Not me. But I got us a ride. Don't worry about that. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Because I just, you know, I'm trying to do the math. His driving to Winston-Salem is probably like a six-hour drive.
You think I'm driving a truck? Shit.
This motherfucker take 2.5 minutes to turn in somewhere. I'm sorry. Like, yo, you drive just like the people I'm behind, like going, get the fuck out of the way.
No. Hold on. I got to defend B-May here.
Sorry,
bro.
I drive safe.
Hey, look at those shoes. There was some damn Bread 11s right there.
Come and give me a pair.
Because of work, bro, I gotta back Billy on this one. Because of work, bro, like, I drive old.
Yeah.
I drive like a fucking
I'm a speed limit.
If I drove every day, like for work, then like driving to do whatever I want to do,
how many speeding
would probably
tickets
be
I got.
Annoying.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I'm going to have to guess zero.
No, I got one.
It's hard for me to believe that.
I know so many mistakes. Like I'm able to point out mistakes, and you know this too from driving like a bigger work truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know the mistakes that people are gonna make low key before they make them.
Oh yeah, you can
like,
see.
Like you can see it have like coming.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad I'm good at driving. You know what I'm saying?
I've avoided so many accidents on the road because I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm paying attention.
So. Yeah, you can speed all you want, Trevor.
I mean, if you watch any of the YouTube videos of mine whenever I'm driving, you can literally look at my eyes and watch them. They are all the time. Boom, 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 boom.
They're
boom.
Right here.
No.
And then they're on the camera.
Nah.
And he takes his seatbelt off, and then he goes 190 miles an hour.
Nah, dude. Any of my driving videos, I'm a scanner.
Trevor drives like a sport.
Yeah.
So, like, he does take it serious. The fuck out of me. Yeah.
Everything is
like,
super calculated.
It's safe, but it's
driving through traffic is like a game
Trevor,
of chess.
You know what I'm
it's like a game of chess. Like I watch for things to open up so I can take advantage.
Trevor drives like somewhere in between chess and GTA 5.
Yeah.
I drive. My mom sent me something the other day. It was like y'all be driving like you got nine lives. Like, yeah, that's me.
Nah, hell no, nah. Not me.
Bro, I think I got like four speeding tickets under my belt right now.
Damn, Party Mike.
I think my first two or three, I lost my license for like a month or two. And that's when you was picking me up for school.
I do remember this, actually, yeah.
Every day.
Party Mike was wilding in high school,
heavy
bro. He got them.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Nah, that was that damn, that, what was you driving
back then? It
literally hurts me to drive
the speed limit.
The Malibu.
Hurts.
Party bro. Mike was.
Fucking Malibu's most wanted.
In my ass cheeks.
You feel me?
I don't, even in my personal, I don't really go more than like five over.
I'm just like, bro, I'll be riding someone's ass and I'll look down and be like, well, they are going 15 over. I better, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of my way.
That's insane to me, man.
I want to see.
Help it.
I just want to ride with Trevor just to see
no,
the road
don't.
Rage talk.
You got,
I just want to hear that shit talking.
No, you got don't. Kids, bro. I can't do that.
True.
You got kids. True. You got to get home too.
Oh yeah, shit. I'll throw a pillow suit on, dude.
Yeah, hell no, that ain't gonna save you.
I mean,
wait till he gets to the roll cage, then you can ride.
Yeah. Face.
That's coming.
I hope so.
Roll cage.
I love that. Actually, I love that idea.
Rear seat delete. I'm getting a wing put on this Wednesday.
Can y'all get more?
Well, I can't wait to see that.
It's going
to
be fire.
You get more airbags in the fucking
dog, thing? You don't need more airbags in a BMW. Whenever you wreck in a BMW, it creates
Stop,
like a
bro. Quit putting that out in the
it
air.
It creates a cocoon of airbags. Like you just wrapped in a fucking cloud. That might break your nose once.
You going to test it?
Stop, nah, bro. I've
How good are these airbags?
I've seen it, bro. I've seen somebody fucking roll one 12 times and go completely through a tree and come out with a cut on their nose.
Damn.
It's the safest car on the road, man.
Did y'all see that? There was a video I saw on Instagram. It was a guy riding with his feet up on the dash.
Ah, fuck that, bro. Okay. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the airbag?
The airbag. Yeah. It's a test dummy.
Are you
that
sure?
That wasn't a real human being.
Okay.
If you actually go back and watch it because you're so focused on his legs fucking blowing out. If you actually go back and watch it, it is a test dummy.
Okay.
But that shit looked insane, bro.
Fuck that, dude.
Like, his ankles touched the back of his neck.
You're losing.
Damn.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
Bro,
that reminds me, I was trying to watch the Conor McGregor documentary, and like the first 2 minutes, it shows him fucking breaking his leg. I turned it off, bro. I can't watch shit like that. Who was that college basketball player? Fuck
Kevin
that.
Ware.
Kevin Ware.
Yeah.
I remember watching that shit.
Ugh. I was watching it live.
It's like Paul George, too, and Gordon Hayward.
George, yeah, Paul George's was pretty bad.
Yeah, I remember
in the
Paul
Olympics.
George's because he was like, he was running down the court and like hit the back of the goal or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm.
Should make you sick to your stomach, man.
I don't like watching that.
Bro, I'll be on road trips and I'll be seeing people with their foot up in the dash and
shit.
I'm like
stupid as fuck.
Bro, come on.
Imagine what would happen if you wrecked while you was getting road hit.
Mm.
What? Why are you thinking about that?
Bro, you're getting your dick
I thought
off.
About that because then if you're stuck, your pants are at your ankles,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but you're all.
Cops pulling up. They're pulling up with the jaws of life getting you out of there.
Your penis is not attached to your body anymore, dude. It's just like. I can't even say that, bro. That's wild.
Fireman's got the jaws of life getting you out of there. You got your pants
the
down at your fucking ankle
you.
Socks.
He gets the door open and he's like, "Where's your cock?"
He said, "Tim."
No.
They finally get the girl, and then she's like,
"Damn."
No. No.
Don't worry, son. We're gonna sew this back on.
Get the ice.
Hell no.
Nah, dude. There's a porn star who actually got his dick cut off by his ex-wife.
That. There's the lady in the '90s, bro. That's a story. It was a big story, bro.
Biting dicks off?
No, she chopped it off. She took a knife.
She found out he was cheating.
Chopped it on like a cutting board.
I feel like I might have heard this story.
Yeah. Then like drove off with it and threw it in the ditch.
Yeah.
Y'all ever I forget. I don't want to Google it because I don't know what to Google.
Did y'all ever hear about the people who were driving behind her who saw her do that shit? Did y'all ever hear that story?
No.
This guy, he's driving with his daughter. And all of a sudden, that woman throws the dick out of the fucking car. And the guy didn't want his daughter to know what it was because it was a dick. And he said, "Dang, that was a huge mosquito that hit our windshield." And the daughter looks at her dad and says, "That mosquito had a huge cock."
Bro, can we talk about all these teachers
True
getting
story.
Popped with OnlyFans?
Yeah, bro.
Y'all been seeing
so
this?
Here's the thing. Isn't that just more promo?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
also
these ladies making millions now.
The woman said she was making like $30,000 a month off of OnlyFans. Why the fuck are you still teaching? Fuck that job.
Fuck them kids.
They're making
fuck
more that. On OnlyFans like than that, from the school system.
Yo.
The worst part is it's probably all the kids' parents.
it's the kids'
man. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Bro, did y'all hear about, man, there's the one kid, he hooked up with a school teacher, and the next day, that kid died after everybody heard that he hooked up with a school teacher.
Oh, shit.
He died from getting too many high fives.
Oh, I thought he killed his ass.
That's a dad joke. You're the only one.
Come on now.
Yo, if you're a kid, like, you know, 17 years old in high school, you're obviously, if the roles were reversed, it would be like.
Oh, you're the man.
A man and a female student, like. It's crazy.
It's way worse.
Oh,
it's
if
way
you're
worse.
A teacher, yeah. It's
yeah, bro.
Terrible.
It's like terrible, but. Whenever the boy does it to the female teacher, everyone's like, yo,
he's getting dapped up like crazy
shut?
In the hallway.
Why wouldn't you keep your mouth shut?
Because
why get that
when you're 17? You're like, bro, I just fucked our math teacher.
Bro, let her live. You wanted to do
no,
it.
No, don't let her fuck kids, but let her have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's fact.
Yeah, you don't be teaching no science.
It is crazy, though, how like
you can go do that.
How differently that the two are viewed.
Yeah,
it's.
I mean,
funny.
that's a whole rabbit hole. I don't know.
I'm not going down that one.
I don't even know if we're capable of understanding it.
Nah, I don't think I do. But it's just crazy to me that like, it's.
But yeah,
fucked up.
I've probably seen that news article.
If you do that, I mean, that's a fucking predator. People just take it easier on them because it's a woman.
But with the teachers and the OnlyFans, bro, like, was there one big one that made other teachers start doing it? Or are we just hearing about the same one?
I saw the one that, the most recent one that I seen, there was another teacher doing it and she was ready to just stop it and go back to doing the teaching. But she saw the other teacher start making millions. So she said, all right, shit, let's go. So I don't know. I feel like
it does feel a little predatory though.
Yeah.
Definitely
like,
does.
Because like the
kids like
your know
whole,
about the OnlyFans.
Your whole appeal is the fact that you're a teacher.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
like,
bro.
The kids
it's weird.
Know about it.
It's
you know
weird,
they're going to
yeah.
sign up and try to look at your tits.
Yeah, and like, I don't think that
I'm
you have
you
control
right now,
over
though,
that.
If I was a kid in school and I seen, like, you ain't teaching me nothing.
Nah, dude.
You ain't.
I saw your butthole on the fucking internet. You're not telling me nothing.
You want me to do my homework?
I got a screenshot.
And you out here posting. Come on, man.
That's another thing, bro. Like, what's stopping people from just
menace?
What's stopping people from just screen recording this shit and saving it and then like unsubscribing? Like, you got the $11 for the first time or whatever, but I'm not gonna stay subscribed. I got all your content. Like, is that a thing or does OnlyFans like
you
know?
Just gotta live with your phone of a bunch of screen recorded porn? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to do that?
No, but for one thing, I'm not getting on OnlyFans because, like I said, you can see the hottest women do the craziest shit for free.
On Twitter.
I think that the whole appeal to like OnlyFans for some people is that like it's a certain person that they want to see. They know they can't see it somewhere else and they want to see him because they like know him and they like know him in real life.
I think
the idea of an OnlyFans, of a Patreon, of your content being paid for, I think that's the new. That's how we get paid off of this shit. I'm not saying we start an OnlyFans, but the business model, the business model of this, you want my
saying.
Shit, you pay for it.
Well, I think there's like an exclusive part to it. Like we're going to give you this for free.
Yeah.
Because we like doing this. But the shit that's on that next level, you gotta pay.
So the business model of it is great.
Well, OnlyFans didn't start out as a porn website either.
No. It didn't. They just adopted it.
Yeah, it was a social media platform that they wanted people to pay for, but
yes.
People pay for tits and ass. Like,
I think that OnlyFans isn't necessarily a bad thing because like, there's a lot of weird shit that goes on in the porn industry. So what if you just control it all? Because like the women, they're getting paid to do the porno.
Way more, right?
They'll get paid like $200,000. To do a film, and then like they can do whatever they want with the video, and they end up making millions off of it.
That's the bag's there, you know.
The bag's there. I'm sure that there's some sort of mental repercussion to doing that with yourself. So, like, whatever.
I ain't never hopped on no OnlyFans. I love my wife.
Good boy. I've never subscribed to an OnlyFans.
I might make an account. I feel like I got some. some pretty long toes. Hey,
I do too. Might fuck with that. I feel like people would pay to see how fucked up my feet are. My three toes in the middle are like exponentially longer than the other two on the end.
They said, wiggle them things. I'm dropping 20.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah,
pause. You asked the question, what is like, what is the point of it? What's the appeal to it? I think it's more like some people have fetishized the whole like, paying for it.
I do too. Like, it gives them some sort of like power trip.
Exactly.
Like, I'm the reason that you're eating this month. Exactly. Yeah, it's weird as fuck.
So it's like, weird, bro. It's a weird.
Bro, you can go on Twitter and see literally everything in the world.
But
there's some people out there that feel the need to, like, it's a power thing. It's like, yeah, I'm giving you this money.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like the sugar baby thing.
Yeah.
It's like the whole.
Yeah, like there's guys that'll just supply women with life. Fucking long limits of money.
It's insane to me.
Just to know that they're doing it. Like, they don't even get sex from it.
It's like a power trip thing. Yeah, it's like a God complex.
Yeah. I saw a video of a dude who literally paid, like an old man, stopped a woman running down the street and paid her like a grand for her fucking socks. And then she took out her phone and videoed him. He walked away, went to the corner, and just started sniffing them. And the caption said, "Bro's down bad."
That's insane. Man.
That's insane. That's a weirdo.
Bro, how do you
like, you get that on video? Get that man off the streets.
Facts, bro.
Like get him out of here.
Put that dude in jail.
Put that dude below the jail.
We don't need him, bro.
Like, yeah.
Hey, he's not doing nothing productive. Like, that's insane.
He's a waste of space.
I never understood a foot fetish, bro.
Me either. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck. Keep them socks on.
Yeah, I feel like people with them, you seen them toe socks? I feel like that's for them kind of people right there.
I think motherfuckers that can spread their feet is weird.
Yeah.
Like, if you can detach your pinky toe like that, I think that shit gross as fuck.
I think I can do that.
That's weird. Why?
I think it's
because Trevor about to come up on a bag on Only Feet.
And like, at some point, before we get into this, let's check.
But I'm doing damn calf raises. We didn't do them last leg day, but I'm trying to get some fucking disgusting legs. Want them shits to be this big around, bro.
You already achieved that. No, I'm just kidding.
Disgusting fucking nasty.
I've got like the same legs, bro. I've got cankles.
My best physical quality is actually my shins.
No, that's a fact.
Like I got some nice shins.
I didn't mean it like that.
Pause. All right, boys.
Work them out.
I just realized we've been at this shit for over an hour.
Yeah.
I watched this dude rake the bar with like, what was it, like 160 on it? No, it was like 190. This dude raked the bar with 190 on it all the way up his shins.
Motherfucker, it was 235.
That's what I meant.
245.
Doing what?
280.
Because I had the...
We was doing a deadlift.
Okay.
And he said how he keeps his form is he like tries to keep it close to his shins.
Got too mad.
But
anyway.
Like, I heard the shit like raking up his shins, bro. Listen, it's crazy.
Man. Damn.
It keeps the form solid, man. I do it right every time.
If
it
works,
fuck the shins. Let's work the back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
pause.
Whatever. What you want to do, Trevor? You want to close it down, man?
Yeah, let's close it down. If you're still watching this, we love you. Follow CamPark05 on Instagram. Follow F80_Trevor. Follow Prod by B May with a V instead of an A. And be looking for this guy's mixtape. Party Mike has Father of the Year Volume 3 coming out.
Coming soon. Videos
fire.
Coming soon. Also, mm-hmm. Office very, very soon.
Yeah, probably next weekend.
Probably.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see
what I'm
that.
Saying?
Yeah.
You know, game time.
Game time.
I'm excited for it.
Tea time.
Hey.
All right, let's get out of here, boys. No Look Passengers, episode 25. Appreciate everybody.